Today we're standing outside Concord Baptist Church, Jeff City, to love our neighbors with the truth. You must repent and turn and come out of every false way. Jesus did not plant the Baptist Church. Jesus did not plant your easy believe worldly gospel. Jesus did not plant your feminization and your worldliness. You must repent and come out. The Baptist faith is an invention of man. Comes along in the 1600s. It's not the true faith once delivered. You're not following the Jesus of the Bible. You're following a modern perversion. You're following fables of men. Paul said in the last days they will not endure sound doctrine. That's you, Baptists. You're not enduring sound doctrine. You're not walking in holiness and righteousness. You're not seeking the truth. You're following lies and man-made traditions that Jesus said makes you worship God in vain. Don't worship God in vain, Baptist faith. Turn, repent, be made new, be transformed. You can find that which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Philippians 4:8. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, goodness, truth, and righteousness from Ephesians 5:9. You don't have that here, Baptist faith. You're living a lie. You've been handed down traditions of men that are not going to save you. Unless you lose your life completely. Baptists have a false gospel. Baptists live in worldliness. Baptists practice pagan holidays from the Roman Catholics, Christmas and Easter. Baptists do not adhere to the New Testament first century model handed down by Paul. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. You're not keeping the traditions, Baptists. You're following lies and false ways. Turn and repent. Jesus did not die for your willful Baptist sin. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully, there's no sacrifice for our sin. Baptists, you're sinning willfully. I'm preaching to them as they're leaving their building. You're living willfully in your sin, practicing the traditions of man, not following the oracles of God. It was handed down in the first century. You're following 16th century theology that's been handed down by the Roman Catholics, the evangelicals, and the world. As I said to some people leaving, anybody who follows a gospel that does not call you out of the world, if your gospel does not call you out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Baptists are worldly. They love the things of the world. Baptists are feminized. Baptists are paganized with Christmas, Easter, and many other such things you do. Jesus called the Pharisees out for the washing of pots and cups. Look at what you Baptists are doing. You're doing worldliness, false gospels, feminization, paganism. You've mixed a holy God with false religion and the culture. It will not stand on judgment day. God's going to judge the Baptist faith. He's going to judge Roman Catholics, evangelicals. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. This is not the spirit and truth worship from my Father. This is a corruption of the truth of God. It's a perversion. I'll go so far as to say the Baptist Church and its leaders are spiritual perverts. Why? That word pervert, it means you twist the word of God. Baptist pastors have twisted the word of God. They're not following sound doctrine. They're not walking in all the ways handed down. Don't be a spiritual pervert these days. Evangelical, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. The world is filled with spiritual perverts. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Walk in spirit and truth. Jesus said it's the only way you can worship God, in spirit and truth. John 4:24. 1 John 2:15. This is a true saying. If we continue on in our sin, if we continue on in man-made traditions, if you continue on keeping the ways of this culture and false gospels, wrath is coming for you. Go read 2 Thessalonians 1:7, 8, and 9. The wrath of God is coming in vengeance to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Baptists, you're not obeying the gospel today. The gospel calls you out of the world. The gospel calls you to separate from every false way. The gospel calls you to holiness and righteousness. You're not doing that, Baptist faith. You're living in sin and worldliness. You're living in every false way. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today? To worldly man-made religion. You're sowing to carnality and flesh. You're sowing to every false way, Baptist faith. We're right in the middle of their services. We got one service gone and another service coming. Need to repent, Baptists. People are coming in their cars. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We show you why the Baptist faith is not of God. The Baptist faith is sinful. The Baptist faith is full of man-made traditions. A changed heart desires truth and righteousness. I don't know any Baptists desiring full truth and righteousness because they keep living in sin and false ways. We don't want our neighbors to keep living in sin and false ways. We want our neighbors to be transformed, to be set free by the power of God, by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. I notice you have your police officers stationed on duty. What are your leaders fearful of? Are they timid cowards? Can they come out with the Bible and talk about the truth of God? Can they give an answer for their false gospel? Can they give an answer for their false Baptist name? Can they give an answer for their phallic symbol, the male phallic symbol on the roof? Yeah, you have a penis on your roof, sir. You have a penis on the roof of your building. This is how paganized you are. Along with your false gospel, your worldliness, your feminization, your paganism with Christmas and Easter. You are not of God, sir. Repent and seek the kingdom of God by your fruit. You are not of God. A man was laughing when I preached about their male phallic symbol. That's what it is. Handed down from the Egyptians to the Roman Catholics to the Evangelicals to the Baptists. And they're so blatant, they put a cross on top of it, another pagan symbol. But they just laugh. The truth is not laughable. You know, in Proverbs, it talks about the wicked. Basically, it says they laugh at sin. It says they're confident in their sin. That's what's going on here in the American church system. These people are so confident in their sin, they laugh and mock even when you tell them truth. You could tell them the absolute truth, and in their foolishness, they laugh and mock. What's going to become of them on Judgment Day? They're going to be destroyed by the wrath of God because they're not obeying the gospel. And we love. People say this isn't loving. We actually love enough to come and stand out and wake people up from their dead slumber. We actually love people enough. Wake up from your dead slumber. Wake up from your worldly dead religion. Wake up from every false way. Turn, repent, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What a glorious Savior we have, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. But the Baptists preach a different Jesus. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. Yet the Baptists say, oh, We can be of the world and of Jesus. Do you see how they lie? They can love their sports and their politics and their entertainment. They lie to fill up buildings. They lie to please itchy ears. They can't endure sound doctrine. Hey, they are the 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4 people that Paul talked about. Baptists practice and keep lies. Baptists are living in sin. Baptists are far from the righteousness of God. Oh, we get the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Yeah, but you can't live in your sin or it won't be applied to you. You can't live in your false traditions. You can't walk after the flesh. Romans 8. You cannot please God in the flesh. Turn and repent. You need to repent, sir. You're an old man like me. You should study the Holy Scriptures. Man in his car waving like a fool. Waving goofy like a fool. Repent means change your mind. Change your ways. Turn from every sin. Turn from the traditions of man. Lose your life for this glorious Savior. Lest you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The wrath of God is coming. It's loving to warn you and tell you, lest you turn, you have no hope. Jesus did not die so you could live in sin. Jesus did not die so you could keep false traditions of man. Jesus died to set people free from sin, unrighteousness, and worldliness. Yet Baptists trample the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what you're doing here today, Baptists, as more pour in and more pour out. It's funny. Some people close their windows, don't want to hear me. Other people open it or crack it to hear me. It's interesting. It's like a Nicodemus coming in the dark. I don't want to show anybody I'm listening, but they crack their window and stay at the light longer to listen. Those would be the people that might email and seek some truth. These are the sheep we're looking for. Somebody going to this church going, man, they got a lot of sin here. They're worldly. I'm worldly. Nobody calls me out of my sin. How can we be of Jesus as we live in sin? This is what we come for. Like we stood out at a Roman Catholic conference. I think I'll talk about that on a different video. That'll be a good one. On a different audio. I'll talk about that in a minute.